Mark DeSimone has been convicted of first-degree murder in the death of Duilio Tony Rosales. A Juno jury returned with a verdict on Friday morning after roughly 6 hours of deliberations that started Thursday. Trial originally started on April 25th. Maria Gonzalez says it was painful reliving the details of her husband's death over the last 3 weeks. Gonzalez is the widow of Rosales, who was shot and killed at an excursion inlet cabin in May of 2016. Gonzalez broke down and ran from the courtroom shortly after the verdict was read.
I think it will still open in my heart forever. Forever, because he took my husband. He was a really good man. You know, he didn't deserve to die like that. Nobody, not even him. Not even him.
Gonzalez and Rosales had a little girl who's now kindergarten age. For Gonzalez, feelings are still raw after 2 years.
Still emotional, you know. I've been waiting for this for 2 years. And finally I can say that it's going to be fine with God. And anyways, they're going to give him 100 years, but he's not going to bring my husband back. But at least they make justice for him. That makes me feel a little bit better.
The defense attorney didn't dispute that DeSimone shot Rosales. Instead, Assistant Public Defender Deborah McCauley argued the two shots were unintentional discharges from a revolver that did not have a required safety modification. Prosecution said there was nothing wrong with the operation of the revolver. Assistant District Attorney Amy Page argued that a repeated cocking, aiming, and firing of a single-action revolver was DeSimone's own choice. Sentencing is scheduled for September 12th. DeSimone faces a term of between 20 and 99 years in prison.